This is the Dumbphone Show. My name is Jose Briones, and today I'll tell you my Dumbphone story. I created this podcast to showcase the experiences of many people around the globe. People who don't have a smartphone, those who use a hybrid combination of Dumbphone and smartphone, or simply those who follow digital minimalism and want to reconnect with a lost section of the world. The journey to peace and quiet that the constant feeds, email notifications, and constant communication has taken away from us. This is where my story begins. I grew up in Nicaragua, a country in the middle of Central America that possesses multiple opportunities to connect with nature. Beaches, mountains, volcanoes, the flora and fauna of my country was made for men and women to experience and relax. Instead of exploring and sightseeing in my own country, however, I fell prey to the beauty of the digital world. I grew up during a time of peace in my country where technology started its meteoric rise. I had the privilege of owning multiple feature phones with little racing games, Snake, and of course, Pong. I still remember holding my first Ericsson phone. It was a brick and had a huge antenna, but it was just fascinating. It was fascinating in a way that obfuscated the magma of a volcano or the thermal waters just 1 hour away from my city of birth. It was an instant connection for me. I upgraded from that Ericsson phone to Motorola's, Nokia's, and then Samsung ones with a slide keyboard. Each feature phone iteration was getting better and better. More music to be held, better games to be played, and of course, a browser to check the results of my favorite teams or catch up with my favorite artists. I thought this was a great experience. The world at my fingertips, limitless possibilities. What could go wrong? Nothing, I thought. It was all great. A more productive life, a better way of living, a faster way to chat and connect with loved ones. And then, my first smartphone came. My first smartphone was not an iPhone. I actually despised Apple at the time. I had a Huawei Android phone with Android 2.2 back in 2011. I had just moved to the United States from Nicaragua, and it was just a completely different world. Everything was hyper-connected. Technology was so cheap. Why wouldn't I get these things? I was amazed at the amount of free apps and content available at my disposal even at the time. I used MetroPCS and their network back in California to connect to 3G speeds, download music, stay in touch with my friends back home, and post on Facebook when necessary. It was a lovely experience until Android 2.3 came out. This is where my story turns a little bit sour. My phone all of a sudden was not supported. My Huawei cheap Android phone stayed behind. So I had to find a way to extend its life, and I found this project called CyanogenMod. This software allowed me to extend the life of my cheap Android phone for another 2 years. But then, more hardware and software limitations came. This definitely created a need, and one that I, as a teenager, decided to cave into. We call this FOMO nowadays. Fear of missing out. This chain of software and hardware upgrades became an incessant obsession for me. I wanted to stay updated with the latest and greatest devices. During the next 9 years, I will spend so much money on Android and iOS devices just to stay up to date with the next big thing. I also developed an obsession to stay tuned in to YouTube, music trends, and social media developments. I created accounts everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Yik Yak, TikTok, you name it. Anything that could make me known and popular, I was there. It was this compulsive obsession to always have the best things, be vocal about my talents, and stay up to date with the world that made me forget to take care of myself and to truly think about what my priorities were in life. So many issues plagued me during this time that I started to reflect on the changes I needed to make. My smartphone was not the main problem. but it was the source of connection to all of these services and conveniences, that I had to reevaluate how to use it. The smartphone in my hand became an item of comparison between myself and the outer world. It was not a tool anymore. It was my way to give into my obsessions. In other words, my connection with the internet became part of my identity, and I didn't like that. So I decided to make a change. I decided to adopt a new set of principles and guidelines for my life, a search for digital minimalism, a walled-in experience of sorts. This is where I found digital minimalism. And while there are a lot of versions of digital minimalism, I tried to stay as balanced as I could. The new realities of the world, ride-sharing, apps to check in, and of course, this was not even counting what 2020 has done, made me realize that I needed to have balance with my smartphone experience. So I switched to a light phone. Now, the light phone is not the only solution, and we'll talk about that in future episodes, but it was the solution for me. This new little device allowed me to stay communicated with my loved ones, but also have a boundary where I don't have the distracting tools of smartphones and only podcasts and music to relieve some of the boredom. It was a new experience, and it allowed me to reframe my usage with smartphones. Now, if I were ever to go back to a smartphone, I have a little bit of a different perspective, a break that allowed me to recognize what things are important and what things are not. This is just part of my dumb phone story, and I'll continue to share over the next couple of weeks the different things that I have learned in my journey. But for now, I just want to leave you with this part of my story. The part in which I decided to take a break from the smartphone and encourage you to maybe do the same. Maybe over a weekend or maybe during a week to try it out. Go back into a feature phone, something with limited capabilities so that you get a little bit of a break from your smartphone and do something different. Thanks for listening today to The Dumb Phone Show. And if you want to participate in this podcast, make sure to send an email to thedumbphoneshow@gmail.com. We will talk about your story, digital minimalism, and more, whatever you want to talk about. We'll get there and we'll publish it so that other people can learn from your experiences as well. Have a great day, and remember to stay focused on your goals.